Back pain and stiffness made mornings rough.
Pain made it tough to sleep until I started Cosentyx.
Cosentyx secukinumab is the number one prescribed treatment for adults that targets IL-17A, a molecule that may play a role in inflammation that contributes to ankylosing spondyloarthritis or non-radiographic axial spondyloarthritis, two types of inflammatory arthritis of the spine. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I got real relief with Cosentyx.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Absolutely delighted to say that sitting across from me is Mr. Ricky Tomlinson. How are you, Ricky?
On top of the world, young man.
Good to see you. And Asa Murphy's here too. How are you, Asa?
I'm sound. Great. Yeah.
You'll hear those two accents and realize that on my birthday, the two things I should have, of course, are two Mancunians sitting across from me. Maybe Gary Neville. You could even bring in Keno if you wanted. But no, I'm here with some.
They're not available. They're actually going through therapy.
You've got Jamie Carragher.
Because Liverpool have left them wallowing.
Not exactly Ricky.
At the bottom of the league, but well, not far.
Pretty close. We're finding ourselves right down there. And I was just saying before the news that Manchester United have given me the best birthday present ever, which is the announcement of the new £2 billion, 100,000-seater Star of the North Stadium. Wow. Unbelievable. And as I pointed out to the two lads, we'll be the best ground in the Championship.
Well, that's what we were saying to the Evertonians, but they've done well. And their new stadium is fantastic, isn't it? Bramble Moor. So they've got
right on the river,
isn't it? Yeah, no, it is. Look, I mean, and this is important. And something this big will mean that you don't have to have every big game at Wembley.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? And like the north of England can, you know, I mean, and there's a good point made actually by, I think it was Sir Jim Ratcliffe, our famous owner, talking to Gary Neville yesterday, saying that 10 times teams from the north of England have been in the Champions League final and once a team from London has been in the Champions League final.
All right.
But yet we focus everything down at Wembley and in London, you know?
Crazy.
Anyway, let's not talk too much football, especially when there's two lads here who are going to win the league in a couple of weeks and make my life an absolute misery. Let's talk about In Conversation with Ricky Tomlinson.
Jeez.
Ricky, this is going to be unbelievable. You're doing three shows in Ireland.
Yep.
So you've got the 3rd of April, this is Thursday night, you're in the Ambassador Theatre in Dublin. What a great, one of my, honestly, I think it's my favourite venue in Ireland.
Good.
Is the Ambassador. It used to be a theatre, then it was a cinema, then it went to being like a kind of a gig venue, and then it closed for ages. And we're like, oh lads, come on, it's one of the, and they got it back to life, and you're going in there. It's absolutely amazing. You're in the Crescent Concert Hall the Saturday night, that's in Drogheda on the 5th of April. And in between the two of them, on Friday the 4th, the National Opera House in Wexford, another stunning venue. So, Ricky, what's the idea of the show?
It's a thing I used to come up with. It's called Irish Annie. It's just about a pub.
Yeah.
And I'm sort of the nosy so-and-so who comes in and starts talking to the customers. And I treat the audience as the customers in the pub.
Okay.
If there's anyone down in the audience standing out a little bit, to get a bit of stick.
Okay, good. Glad to hear it. No. Always a good sign.
And it's great, isn't it? But we have fabulous music. And Ace is a boss singer, but we have a live band.
A live band.
And the musicians are fab lads, aren't they?
Yeah.
So it isn't just, you know, Ricky on a couch and Ace asking some questions. Everyone's involved.
It's a proper play, yeah.
Well, what Ricky's sort of setting the scene for there was that the show that we toured last year in Ireland was Irish Annie, which is a show I wrote 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And that's currently touring every year now. Ricky's in that. And he plays a character, I think, the Irish expression is a Shanachie. Storyteller. And my family originally from Mitchellstown and Cork, and there was a pub, couple of pubs there that my dad drank in, which had these characters coming in and out.
Yeah.
And one of them was the Shanachie. So when I wrote that, that was the part Ricky plays. But what we felt was that needed to be developed more.
Gotcha.
Because he got 20 minutes talking about the royal family and talking about Mike Bassett.
Yeah.
So I said, why don't we stretch this to 2 hours?
Wow.
So this is now a 2-hour interview, which we hear about Ricky's life, not just the stuff we know.
No.
The stuff that shaped him, you know, the prison years, how did he end up, his union, his life, stuff like that. So, you know, not just Jim Royle, but what made Ricky Tomlinson such, I would say, a national treasure.
I would have to agree with you, both here and across, back where you guys are from. Absolutely. I mean, like, for example, a message came in from Gemma straight away when I said that you were coming in. And Gemma said, oh, Dave, I'm dying to hear Ricky talk. I lived for Brookside in the 80s. I'm not happy that I'm the only member of my family that hasn't met Ricky.
Oh.
Can you come to Castle Bar, please? That's an open invitation there for you to go down to see Gemma. Look, it will be absolutely brilliant. Pete says, could you ask Ricky, would Mike Bassett ever consider the Man United job?
No. I've got certain standards. And I'm not dropping them for anybody.
You're not. Asa, people will know you, obviously, from a lot of the Liverpool songs that the, I mean, certainly my listeners know where my allegiances lie, and they love nothing more than sending me, for example, an Asa Murphy gig or something. They go like a 7-0 to Liverpool, and then it's what I'll get barraged by that. So I've actually probably given you quite a number of views inadvertently, as I click, you know, things that are seem like they might be something else, and all of a sudden it's you singing a Jürgen Hulg or whatever. Yeah.
And the story with that was I wrote that in the kitchen for a bit of a laugh, and it just went viral, all over the world.
Yeah.
Hundreds of thousands of downloads, and then we decided to release it as a single. We brought a German umpire band into the studio. We recorded it. Ricky, me, we even had a Jürgen Klopp lookalike in the video. This fellow with big, massive teeth dancing around. But all the ex-players were there, weren't they? And etc. So that was a little bit of fun, you know.
Yeah, I'd say so. I'd say it was great crack altogether. Well, look, it is my birthday, right? So I wonder if I gave you guys... I have a book. I don't know if you know this. Dave's Bad Jokes.
Yeah. Lovely.
I love telling bad jokes.
Yeah.
Two humorous gentlemen sitting across me. We might go to a song, give you a book, flick through, pick a joke out, and will you read a joke out to everybody in a few minutes?
Absolutely.
Amazing. Ricky and Ace are sticking around. If you have any questions for them, please get them in at 087-4100-102. Ricky's just been telling me that you were meeting some Irish royalty. Did you bump into Daniel O'Donnell?
I did indeed. Was it the Late Late Show?
The Late Late Show, yeah.
And he was amazing. He was really, really nice. And Patrick Keelty was the host, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's right.
And they showed a photograph of me taken ages ago when I played the banjo, and I'm in the nude. It's not the banjo, I've got that. And the vellum, the big brown one, is that where it should
be. Where it should be, yeah.
And Daniel said, I'm thinking of having one of them taken. He said, well, I only play a mouth or.
Daniel is so great. He's himself wonderful. And his Mrs. Magella are just dotes. No, honestly, if you get a chance to see them again, hang out with them. Have you picked a joke each out of the book that you like, lads?
I have. I've picked out.
Okay, Ricky, you're up first then. What have you got for us?
I just got it. I had eczema, diarrhea, and hemorrhoids last weekend. It was my best game of Scrabble ever.
I've actually forgotten my own joke. I was like, where'd you go
that's
with this
lovely,
one?
That's lovely, isn't it?
Hey, so what have you got there?
Well, this is one because me and Ricky have got a mate who's the tightest fella in the world.
All right.
This one jumped out to me. I was in the pub with five of me mates, six of us sitting around chatting, and they told me that I was tight with money. I was shocked. To prove them wrong, I bought them a pint. Turns out they wanted one each. We dedicate that to our mate. He's a minge bag.
That's brilliant. Claire says, I don't know if Ricky can remember, but does he have a favourite Royal Family episode?
Yeah, it's the Christmas one when the baby's being born. Mm-hmm. Because my own daughter, who's a grandmother herself now, was born on Christmas Day. And I was having a rough time. I was not long out of prison.
Yeah.
Living in my cottage, which was only half finished. And my wife went into hospital to have Katie. So I had the two lads, one was five and one was four. And I can't cook. So for their Christmas dinner, they had turkey and ice cream.
Beautiful combination. Lynn says, I used to go to Ricky's drama class in Wrexham many years ago. What a character. Best of luck, Ricky, in your tour. Do you remember the drama class in Wrexham?
Oh, absolutely.
Where was that?
It was in Summerhill. It was in Summerhill. And it was wonderful. Honest to God, we got some real good kids there, you know. Kids that wanted to be actors and actresses and that. And I had a guy that used to come in and sort of teach for nothing, you know, a couple of bob expenses. Like, it was, well, great times.
Yeah.
In fact, I've done it since. I started a casting agency in Liverpool.
Yeah.
And it became amazing. Absolutely amazing.
It's lovely to find talent.
Have you heard Mick Miller doing the gag about when he was... He was playing the part of a soldier, and he got captured by the Germans.
Yeah.
And the fella said, the director said, now tomorrow, he said, I only want six extras, but it'll all be close-ups. He said, so I want those who look scrawny and knackered, he said. And he said, but you'll be getting extra money. And he went, and he came to Mick Miller, and Mick had been an extra, you know, right there, and he went, and he missed him out. And Mick said, why haven't you picked me? He said, Mick, he said, look, it's the end of the movie. You're all prisoners of war. You're supposed to have been here for months. He said, but you, he said, you've got big red rosy cheeks. He said, you've got a boozer's nose. He said, you'd even smell of whiskey. And he said, I only got captured this morning.
Amazing. Marie says, David, to say a big huge thank you to Ricky for all the years and laughs and tears and times. Been a fan since Brookie. Dave, Ricky brings so much joy and good vibes to people, but I'd like to know, what makes Ricky happy, says Paul?
What makes me happy?
Yeah.
Me grandkids.
Nice.
I'm serious. Yeah. Oh, I ruin them. Absolutely ruin them.
Good.
If they say grand, and I say yes.
No matter what.
No. Yes.
And how many have you got now?
I've got like four grandkids and one great grandson.
One,
you know,
great grandson.
Who's Welsh.
A Welsh,
his
yeah.
His name's Harley. He'll probably play rugby, you see.
He might. I might play for Wrexham.
Yeah. Well, we're going to do a gig in Wrexham shortly because they're doing well now, aren't they? And,
they are. And two big celebrity owners there, yeah, looking after the boys. Yeah,
movie star over.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to go. Well, we done one with Irish Annie, didn't we?
We did,
had a
yeah.
full house and the people were
amazing. Amazing. Yeah. Right, that's, well, I have people sitting in these seats, a celebrity every day. So you're in good company with everybody from, yeah. you know, Russell Crowe to, like, Will Ferrell, and they've yeah, all sat yeah. there, and oh, Gary Neville, third, all the important
yeah.
people.
Third listers. Yeah.
exactly. Z listeners. But what I'd like to know is, right, I'll do a quick fire round. So I'm going to ask you guys the questions I ask every guest, right? So what are you currently obsessed with, Ricky?
Well, am I currently obsessed? As I say, my grandkids.
Your grandkids.
I can't get enough of them.
Great answer.
Yeah. Can't get enough of them.
Asa?
I think playing guitar, because I've played guitar my whole life, but I'm currently trying to improve all the time. And the guitarist we have in Irish Annie is a guy called John Wheatcroft, and he's a wizard. Yeah. And every time I watch him play the guitar, I think, do I play the same instruments as you?
Yes, I know that feeling.
So I'm like trying to improve all the time.
I play another game actually with guests of mine who are guitar players, right? So I've played this game with Brian Adams, The Edge, and Chris from Foo Fighters, and one of the lads from Kings of Leon. So I'll play with you now, Asa.
Yeah, okay.
Do you have more guitars than I do? I'm a guitar collector and a guitar player as well.
I would imagine I do, because I have this terrible illness called guitar lust.
Same.
I hide them in cupboards, and what I do is my wife walks past a stand with a guitar on and does a double take and says, where did that come from? And I say, that's been there for ages. Okay. Yeah, I've had that for ages. Because you haven't. And so, yeah, I hide them. They're in.
I'm places. The same. I bring them into the house when she's not looking and do exactly that. I hang them on the wall or whatever. Yeah. Okay, so give me a vague number.
In the 20s.
I'd say. Sorry to say. I've,
oh, no, go
I
on.
Have you well beaten.
Go on.
80.
Oh,
no way.
You need help.
I know. I have fewer than Chris from the Foo Fighters. I have fewer than The Edge. But I've more than Asa, and I've more than Brian Adams, and I've more than your man out of the Kings of Leon.
Wow. So my question is, where do these exist? Are they? Have you just got like a small...
Asa, you sound like my wife now. That's what you said. Where are we going to put all these?
Amazing.
I know,
but
it's
the
ridiculous.
Thing is, each guitar, this is what I say to my wife, each guitar brings something different.
That's so true.
I just bought an Irish tenor guitar.
Oh, beautiful.
I'm learning that at the moment. Four strings, tuned in a different way.
A lot of work
completely
on that one,
different chord structures.
Yeah.
So I'm plugging away at that because it gives you new songs and stuff like
That's
that.
That's going to be good.
They all bring something different.
I couldn't agree
that
more.
That is my excuse.
Couldn't hope my wife's listening. Got a nice one coming home for my birthday, I'm sure, when I get in the door. Look, the final question I ask all my guests, and I know it's a weird one, right? But so go with me on this one. So my question is, do you guys wash your legs in the shower?
Absolutely.
You do. You scrub the old legs.
But you know what I don't do? I don't wash my hair.
Oh!
Yeah, he doesn't.
I wash my hair about once a month.
It looks really good.
It is. That's why it's good, because I don't wash everything. Don't wash all the goodness out of it.
How can you keep a hold of it?
That's the most popular question the audience writes on a piece of paper when we do the show. What is the secret to Ricky's hair?
Hair?
That's the most popular question.
Well, Asa, what about the shower then? Are you scrubbing the legs?
I think so. I don't scrub them, but I'd wash them,
Okay, you're not just letting gravity take care of you. You're actually getting your hands in there.
Because I play a lot of football as well, so... I play football twice a week, so
you don't wash them as much now since you had trouble with taking them nylons.
This is the kind of stuff you're going to get when you go along and see the show, lads. 3rd, 4th and 5th of April, the Ambassador Theatre in Dublin, the National Opera House in Wexford and the Crescent Concert Hall in Drogheda. An absolute pleasure, as always, to catch up with you, Ricky and Asa. Great to meet
you.
Enjoy the league win, boys. I'll be crying into me soup at the time.
But just buy another guitar.
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Back pain and stiffness mean mornings rough.
Pain made it tough to sleep. Until I started Cosentyx.
Cosentyx secukinumab is the number one prescribed treatment for adults that targets IL-17A, a molecule that may play a role in inflammation that contributes to ankylosing spondyloarthritis or non-radiographic axial spondyloarthritis, two types of inflammatory arthritis of the spine. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I got real relief with Cosentyx.